Yesterday's, I guess it was an emergency meeting with you and several other of your cohorts at the city and involved in what's going on downtown. So let's get right to it. What were the takeaways from yesterday's meeting?
Well, I think there was general agreement that we need to very closely look at our capacity to deal with the issues downtown. And we need to find action items, things that we can implement, so concrete items that we can get started on right away. And also looking for, you know, medium and longer term solutions. But the takeaways were there was a general agreement that we should set up a task team to look into this further. That there are many things that we could do that would respond to, you know, evidence of social decay, like garbage bins being overturned and garbage in the streets, graffiti and those kind of symbols. But also there was a deep concern for the people that are clearly in crisis in our downtown, and to investigate further how we could increase the capacity of housing, the shelter space, and other solutions that we've been working on.
I know that we had heard from Chief Paul Patterson that crimes and violent crimes downtown were down, but with the recent stabbings, I was talking with Mel on the air the last couple days that perception seems to be reality. So, like, making sure that downtown is safer for people so that they're not needles as you walk to a restaurant or you go to a Wolves game or, you know, little things like that are paramount. Are there steps that are going to be taken, like, right away to address some of that stuff?
Yes, absolutely. So, there's talk about the lighting. So the BIA talked about the lighting and the garbage and the graffiti. I've asked staff to accelerate a change out to LED lights for lights in the downtown, on the streets and in the laneways. As far as garbage is concerned, we're setting up a municipal city worker crew that will be in the downtown responding to calls if somebody overturns a garbage bin, if there are garbage that needs to be cleaned up, needles to be cleaned up. This crew will be in the downtown and will be visible to deal with what I would call hot spots. We're just going out and cleaning up graffiti. I think all of these things, impact how safe people feel, and having more people in the downtown, does make people feel somewhat more safe. We're also, council had approved a security pilot that was intended to be focused around the transit terminal, but we did approve funding to put additional security people in the downtown. So, more people downtown is, I think, generally agreed, a good thing.
How come the pilot security project wasn't implemented when it was passed?
It was passed by council in the budget deliberations. And as we got into COVID, we saw our number of transit riders drop, by 50%. And so the number of people actually in the transit terminal was significantly reduced, and we felt we had adequate resources at that time. However, there's a different reason for having a more security presence in the area, and so I'm asking staff to look into how we could use the funds that have been approved to now have more people in that area. To ensure that, not only riders feel safe, but business owners, residents, people using the transit services, our own city transit drivers.
With the COVID, because there's less workers downtown, like the provincial building has people that are working from home, Tom Davies has people that are working from home, maybe that's part of the perception is whenever you drive through downtown, sure, there's less people walking and less cars, but the homeless population, the mentally ill, or the people that have drug problems seem to be the only ones that are downtown. Is there a bit of that? Like, was that discussed in the meeting yesterday?
Well, I think So, as I said, those first few, I would say, responses that are dealing with the surface issues, you know, the garbage cleanup, lighting, and all that, they're responding directly to that feeling and hoping to provide some reassurance that, you know, we're doing what we can. But really, the fundamental problem in the downtown is that we have people in crisis. The weather is turning colder. This is really, it's only going to get worse as the weather does get colder. And it's about people who are struggling. In essence, they're struggling to survive. And yes, they have all of the challenges. They have food insecurity. They don't have the basic needs, shelter. They're dealing with some of them are victims of violence, victims of overdose, victims of suicide, and you know, they have their you know, friends and family and you know, people who know them are also concerned about their welfare. So you know, we're trying to solve a lot of different levels of challenges that we're seeing in the downtown. Some of the good news also in action that came out of the meeting was Chief Pedersen talked about creating an action team of 12 officers that he's going to dedicate to the downtown. And they're going to focus on prevention and intervention and enforcement, you know, as they continue to balance harm reduction. And still, they're focusing as well on those that are manufacturing and trafficking illicit drugs that are killing members in our community.
Do you think, in hindsight, the city should maybe have spent more money on social issues, social housing, than on the cultural improvements downtown?
Well, so an important part of our role on city council is advocacy with the provincial government. So as most people know, you know, the social programs are funded by the provincial government. And what I'm seeing or what I'm feeling and what we're looking into further is many of the social support agencies, supports in the downtown, I believe, are running at or above capacity. They're running at or above the funding provided by the provincial government. And, you know, we are also already putting an additional support. The question today or moving forward is, what additional support do we need at the municipal level to invest if we don't have supports from other levels of government?
Is Sudbury downtown any better, any worse than other cities our size? I mean, I know you're in touch with other mayors of other municipalities. How do we stack up? Are we worse?
Really, the problem is in every municipality. And so, you know, we are the hub of northeastern Ontario. And so we are seeing people coming into our downtown. And you know, we are filling our shelter every day except for 2 days since the downtown shelter has opened. It's been at capacity, and two of those nights they had to turn people away, I presume, on the coldest nights. And so, you know, as I said, I feel for the families and the friends and the loved ones, the people who care and know some of these people that are struggling and just to survive in our downtown. And so that's why, you know, the good thing is Sudbury has a long history of different agencies and organizations collaborating well and working well together. And also, you know, we were provided funding relative to COVID-19 from the province. And we have some of that, those funds, although they're one-time funds. We do have some funds that we can also direct towards, you know, trying to resolve some of these issues. And hopefully the level that we're seeing right now is temporary, and we'll be able to resolve, you know, a lot of the concerns that are downtown. You know, you can never, completely eliminate them. But I think we have a strong team that is, task focused. They're looking at actual actions that we can take, and actually we can take immediately.